Okay, that time of the week where we do car reviews. Myself and Richard, we drive cars on a pretty routine basis, and this is a part of Drive Radio and Rush to Reason. 2026 Lexus ES500e Premium. Yeah, that's a lot to say, but really just think of it as an ES500. The E means it's a full electric vehicle. Estimated price on this car is about, this. The one I drove was a preliminary model, was not for sale. $54,710. That's with dealer handling and all of that included. And this one came with a 21-inch wheels with aero covers and all-wheel drive and all the bells and whistles. And I mean all the bells and whistles. Now, this car worked absolutely fantastic, fabulous car to drive. It's a sedan. Think of a regular ES, only fully electric, I guess, Richard, would be the way to say this. You didn't get a chance to actually drive this car or see this car, but this car, did you look at any pictures or anything, Richard? It's a different looking car than what you would normally think of as an ES.
I did, Dad. It's different, which is interesting because you have said for a longest time that this is your very favorite, well, maybe one of your favorite cars ever. But yeah, it is a dramatically different look. Well, I'll say this. It's a different looking ES than what's come in the past. However, right. It looks very similar to the electrification that Lexus has done as far as the front, the grill, all of that is very familiar to what Lexus has done so far.
Yes. And again, folks, how this car works, 338 horsepower. Combined, and remember, we don't lose any horsepower with an electric vehicle at our altitude. Normally, that figure you would deduct some on, whether it's even turbocharged or supercharged or not, because at our elevation, we lose some. In this case, if a EV says it's X, it's X. It doesn't matter where you're at. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it's going to do because it doesn't require any air to make that happen. We have less air at our altitude, so at the end of the day, that 338 is what you get. And this car worked absolutely fabulous, Richard. I mean, I cannot say enough about it, from the luxuriousness of the interior, how things were laid out, how everything functioned, fit, feel, the whole nine yards. Absolutely zero complaints. This thing worked out fabulous. I even got a chance to, this one comes with the Tesla style charger and the DC side and the AC, the DC and AC side both. And that part was a little bit different for me because it's like, okay, and there's an adapter that it comes with, so it's not a big deal for those of you that have the other, level two type, regular type chargers. But it was a little bit different that way because I've never, truthfully, Richard, driven and or charged a, I mean, I've driven a Tesla, but I've never had to charge one.
Interesting. It was a different experience than you are. You see, you've driven a lot of electric vehicles, but you haven't done that.
No, I have not, and so that part made it a little bit interesting. I did get a chance to try first time, by the way. I've never really done much with a DC charge station because everything I do is at home and works very, very well. So had a chance to actually do this on the fast charge, and you could get a full charge. It was all the way down to about 50 miles, and I had a full charge in 25 minutes.
There you go. And some of what these cars do, Dad, right, is they allow us to do experiences that maybe – or to experience things we maybe wouldn't have done. And I know that was one of your kind of complaints, but at the same time, I think if you sort of bought this car going in and with the included adapters, I don't think it would be a huge shift for most people as long as everything kind of went according to plan.
That's right. No, and again, for all of you listening, this thing worked out really well. This car, again, as far as where it's priced, I think that's the biggest thing about this, Richard, is where this car is actually priced, knowing that you're at the upper end of the luxury spectrum. I'll just tell you straight up, is this car more luxurious on the interior than a Tesla? Yep, by far. Is it more luxurious than some of its other EV counterparts? Yes, it is. And yet, Richard, price-wise, doesn't reflect that.
Well, and that's one of the things that we have sort of come to love with this vehicle, Dad, and it sounds like they have maintained that, right? Which is, you don't feel like you're breaking the bank to purchase it. You don't feel like you're going to, have to take out a second mortgage on the house or whatever, get a second job, whatever it is, right? Not that you should do any of these things. It just feels like it fits nicely with where it's at, and it sounds like you get some of the performance benefits. And again, I know your feelings on Tesla and kind of the interior, the quality, I should say, but it sounds like in this case, you get the Lexus quality with not necessarily an exorbitant price tag.
You get the fit and finish of Lexus, which, by the way, I think is superior to, I'll just say it is superior to Tesla because it is. The quietness on the interior especially is way better. So, yeah, if this is something that you're interested in driving, you can go test drive, again, 2026 Lexus ES500e Premium. Go test drive that vehicle at your local Lexus dealer. Tell them that Richard Rush and John Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.